what a view from the seventh floor of the Guinness Storehouse, the Dublin Mountains to the south. Some rather more prosaic buildings in the foreground, out towards the Irish Sea. Yeah, so the countryside, I mean, it makes Dublin seem not even that big, looking that away. And over this way is to the west, seeing Dublin in its fullest bloom, when Ireland proclaims her glory in June, and an exceptionally bright day, because Ireland, we're a egregiously occluded country. We can't depend upon the weather, even in the sunniest month of the year. Look at that, it's all quite modern houses have started to boom. Down at St. James's, that church is St. James's Church. I think that's the Church of Ireland one, the Catholic one across there with the glass spire. On towards Phoenix Park, the biggest park in Dublin. I can see in the background the traffic crossing it, the huge Duke of Wellington monument proclaiming his deathless fame, as it said inscribed there. The north side of the River Liff, we can't actually see the river, but it's in between us and the distance. And this is the working piece of working parts of the brewery, hey? Look at the old yard. They could do something with that behind the church. Excuse me. 360 degrees, where they store all the casks. So St. Patrick's Tower, reading this with a green copper. Oh, there's what they're talking about, St. Patrick's Tower. Okay, looking at the north side towards the airport, but I can't see any planes coming in or taking off. Anyways, a huge industrial site. And there's the forecourts with the dome building. Sort of the centre of the picture, towards the sea on that side. And then that hill to the north, that's Howth, this peninsula just north of Dublin, sticking out of the Irish Sea. And that other green roof there, that's not Christchurch, is it? You know, towards the old city centre, towards Trinity, but tends to be quite low rise in the old city centre.
Welcome.
There's the forecourts, you see. Where was I? Yeah, that dome there. Just on the north bank of the river. And over here, this is the church I was talking about. Wondering, is that Christchurch? Is that too modern? A lot of it I can't recognize. So it's only 360 degrees. I haven't had a pint of Guinness in God knows how long. It's about the only tourist attraction in Dublin I've ever been to till now. And over there towards the stadium, towards Lansdowne Road Stadium. Used to call for Lord Lansdowne, as in who was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of the late 18th century, and had estates in Ireland. Indeed was an Irishman, but didn't spend that much of his time in Ireland. So we go on. Dublin's fair city. Some of it magnificent, some of it banal, a few bits of it ugly. But not as poor shape as it was when I first started coming here in the 90s. Or even the 80s, really, but I scarcely remember that. There are a lot of derelict buildings back then. And so they've done the 360. Look into the south again. So that's why they built a second airport. They had to build to the west. The main airport's to the north, to the east, to the sea, to the south is the mountains. The west is the only option. So I think that's enough now. I'll switch it off.